Hey everybody, welcome again to the Josabot Podcast. Josabot Podcast episode 12. Today we have none other than Mr. Mando San Roman. Mando!
Peace. How you doing, man?
I'm doing great, man. Thank you for coming to the show today. Mando San Roman, he is the current morning show host of Super Tejano. Welcome, Mando. Welcome. ¿Cómo estás?
Well, a pleasure to be here with you. It's, you know, it's been a while and we're here ready to rock and roll. Just getting ready for the holidays and, you know, just enjoying life to the fullest.
Oh, man. Getting ready for the holidays. Hey, how was Thanksgiving for you?
Thanksgiving was great. Actually, got to eat turkey. And then afterwards, we ate some turkey. And then after that, we ate some more turkey. I love turkey. So actually, you know what? I could eat turkey. Maybe not every day, but certainly, you know, pretty often. I really like it, man. I like
I've always wondered, man, turkey is so great. Why don't we only eat it once a year?
Yeah, I don't know. You know, every opportunity actually that I get, you know, every now and then, you know, sometimes we go to Luby's, you know, I'd get some turkey, but, you know, it's good. I like it, you know, pretty much at any time. Like the stuffing, and one thing that I really love is something that my wife makes, and she does an amazing job at it. It's the green bean casserole, and she only does it during Thanksgiving, so it's something that I look forward to every single year.
You know, the green bean casserole, what I look forward to is my mother-in-law's green spaghetti. Amazing stuff, man. And what are the plans coming up for Christmas? I mean, is it going to be at home?
Yeah, pretty much. You know, honestly, it is because, you know, of the current situation, you know, with the pandemic and stuff, you know, we want to be as safe as possible, you know, do our best. You know, we preach it on the radio all the time, you know, stay home. Don't go to big things and stuff. So I try to live by it as much as I can. Occasionally I'll have to, you know, go to somewhere where there's more than the a lot of people, you know. But certainly I try to do that. And then my mom is up in age, so we try to take care of her. I wish I could visit her more often. As it is, right. I'm not one to visit family too much, to be honest with you. It's just the way I've been forever, man. I'm a loner. You know, it's funny. I work in radio, I work in TV and stuff, and I do all this stuff that has to do a lot with people. But in my personal time, I spend a lot of time, you know, just with my wife, my kids and stuff. And that's pretty much it. But again, you know, the Christmas holidays coming up, we usually do get together as a family. On the 24th, we get together with my in-laws. Right. And they're a pretty good sized family. And then on Christmas Day, the 25th, we actually usually get together with my side of the family, which we're pretty big. You know, it's the nieces, nephews, you know, not my grandkids, but, you know, my brothers and stuff. So it's a pretty large crowd that we gather. But this year, not going to happen. You know, just going to have to, you know, I guess everybody in their own home as much as possible. Yeah.
We just, you know, and you mentioned something very specific that you say a lot in radio, you know, you guys are spreading the communication and spreading the message of, you know, what mitigate the factors, educate, wash your hands, wear your masks, et cetera, you know, and that's something that we definitely have to continue. I mean, it's our duty to go ahead and let everybody know, you know what, if you don't remember, hey, just mask up. Hey, wash your hands. Hey, stay away from me, you know, and that's the only way we're going to get through this through and through. I mean, it's something that is definitely affecting us and it's affecting our area tremendously. I believe yesterday the numbers were, we were at 16% hospitalization rate. Is that correct?
I'm not sure, but I believe it's getting up there. It's slowly but surely creeping up again. And certainly after the Thanksgiving holiday, a lot of people, you know, they have the COVID fever, you know, the COVID actually fatigue, and they feel like getting together with family and stuff. So a lot of people didn't really abide by what we've been suggesting. And so there's going to be some more infections coming up, you know, unfortunately.
Qué triste, man.
Yeah, it's sad. It's sad to hear, but unfortunately, that's the way it is, and that's where it's going in the whole nation, and not only in the nation but worldwide. But so we need to be ready, be prepared, and it's just a little bit more, you know. Vaccines are already getting approved. It's already been approved in the UK. Right, I believe they're going to start vaccinating pretty soon, and very soon here in the US. So just if we just give it a little bit more time, you know, just a little sacrifice of keeping the social distance. Continuing with the masking up and the hand, you know, sanitation, you know, either sanitizing or washing your hands, and just keep on doing it just a little bit longer. And we should be through this. Going forward, what are the years? 2021, it looks like a very promising year for everybody.
Yeah, absolutely. Oye, Mando, talk to me about Mando San Roman. How did Mando San Roman get started? Con la música, with the radio, you know, with TV. I've heard about you since for as long as I can remember. I mean,
yeah.
So, ¿cómo comenzaste?
Yeah. I've been around for a while. Well, you know, it all. I guess the love of music started from home. You know, my parents. As a matter of fact, today earlier having a conversation with my wife. She likes to when she eats. She likes to have it nice and peace and quiet. You know, it's the no music or anything. Mm-hmm. I like to have noise. I like to have music. You know, it's just the way my kids are the same way. You know, they're getting ready. They're doing whatever they're doing, and they love to have music on. And that's the way it was, you know, when I was a kid.
Right.
My mom and dad always had music, you know. So my mom had the radio on 24 hours a day, believe it or not. Even mm-hmm. if it was poquito bajito, but she had it on. So, you know, my love of music started at an early age. So I love music. Everything pretty much that I do is involved with music. I started as a musician when I was 13 years old with a rock band. The name of the band was Sunrise. And we used to do some rock music. And then, you know, shortly, you know, slowly but surely, you know, you started seeing that there was more money, to be made here locally anyway,
right,
in Tejano music. So, you know, slowly but surely, it's into that. And I started in radio back in 1979, graduated high school back in 78. Many years ago. Uh-huh. And so pretty much immediately I started going to UTRGV, which is not back then it was Pan American University, under the journalism or you know, department. And so at the same time I started applying, you know, I had a fever for radio. I just wanted to get into the arts, you know, whether it was radio, TV, acting. I did a little bit of acting when I was a kid in junior high. Mm-hmm. I did some plays. I, you know, by fortune, you know, I don't know, I got a couple of the lead roles and stuff. So I you know, the arts has always attracted or been attractive to me.
Right.
And so, you know, little by little, you know, I started, you know, like I said, you know, I had the urge to do radio. One of my idols was Casey Kasem, you know, from the American Top 40. And so I love the way he did radio and some of the other local jocks from around here, from back then, the stations that were on. And I was, you know, my direction was in English radio.
Mm-hmm.
To me, I liked KRGV, which was an AM station, KRIO, right, which I eventually got to work at. And B104 came on later on, KBFM 104, which is now Wild 104.
Mm-hmm.
And so I actually got hired, believe it or not, which is now Wild 104. Unfortunately, the weekend that I was going to start in radio, we had a death in the family, had to go out of town. Asked my boss, and he said, yeah, that's cool. You know, you can go just when you come back on Monday, let me know. So I did. Because I was going to start doing the weekends. And he said, okay, cool. I'll see you on Sunday. You know, as a matter of fact, I was going to start running the American Top 40 show and mm-hmm. doing 2 hours live on the radio at 104. Well, lo and behold, I show up on Sunday. There was somebody else here. Said, what? And they said, oh, man, who'd you talk to? I said, well, talk to Bobby Orlando. He used to be the program director there. And they said, you know what? He's no longer here. He got into it with the boss, left on Tuesday or Wednesday. I don't know what day it was because I had talked to him on a Monday. And they said, there's a new guy in town. His name's Steve Owens, crazy Steve Owens. So I called Steve on Monday, but it was totally different. You know, honestly, they didn't need anybody.
Right.
But Bobby Orlando gave me the opportunity because he saw my enthusiasm and stuff. And so anyway, short story long, you know, eventually, you know, Bobby Orlando put in a good word for me with TK, who was a program director at KRIO. He hired me and worked there for a few years, couple of 2 or 3 years. After that, I went to KIWW. radio, 96.1, worked there for about 17, 18 years. And then after that, I went to La M, La Mejor, regional Mexican station, 100% right. Spanish. I never thought I would work in regional Mexican radio. But, you know, when I made the jump to that company, I didn't even know what format I was going to be working in.
Right.
I just knew because they used to own the TV show that I was on, which was Puro Tejano. I don't know if you remember that back in
Well, let's take a time out right there because sure. I think this is where I got introduced to you,
right.
Mando San Roman. I got introduced to Rock and Roll James. I must have been maybe about 10 years old.
I feel old.
Puro Tejano was on TV, right?
And
one of the contests was Fandango USA. They were giving away the charanga shirt. Rock, here I remember seeing Rock on TV, and he's like, just, you know, write to this address and submit, and, you know, we'll pick a winner.
Uh-huh.
Lo and behold, man, I won.
Wow.
And I got the charanga t-shirt or the Fandango USA t-shirt. And I was hooked. You know, I was listening to radio at that time, and my dad was...
Were you listening to Tejano radio?
I was listening to Spanish radio.
Wow.
98.5, yeah. I was listening. I remember Cajebete, K-R-I-O.
K-R-I-O, yeah.
Yeah, I remember that. And
K-I-W-W was at Tejano station back then.
K-I-W-W, right, yeah. And I was listening to a lot of Tejano. See, my brother, he's 15 years my elder, born in 69, and a lot of the music that he grew up listening to is a lot of the music that I grew up listening to. Wow. So the influences are there. And this is something that we would talk about when, I think on Cajebete, we would listen to Football Scoreboard.
Oh, yeah. Hugo de la Cruz. Mr. Nifunifa.
Well, and this is what would happen, right? So like I would be a kid and I would call in. And at the time, Bill Clinton was president. So I would call in and pretend to be Bill Clinton.
Wow.
Hello. I want to go ahead and congratulate the Mission Eagles for their win tonight. You know, comienza, you know, cosas así. And they're like, ¿quién es este que está hablando? Es el presidente, etc. You know, so I was calling in with impressions.
Wow.
But I was hooked. Radio. And then I started listening, Mando, Rock, you know, and I was like, wow, you know, I want to do that. Let's do that.
Yeah.
So how do you mold, or how do you take individuals like myself under your wing when you work with them?
Well, you know, pretty much, you know, what you do in radio, and see, things have changed, you know, throughout the years. When I started in radio, I remember I knocked on a lot of doors, and a lot of times they would tell me, well, you know, you need to work on your pipes. You need to, you know, talk from the diaphragm and all this stuff. And you know, to this date, I think I have more of a Kermit the Frog type of voice. You know what I'm saying? It wasn't like one of those big pipes, you know, like then here in the market, we had a Mike Cantu, a Manny Lopez, Raul Hernandez, you know, the big voices in radio.
Right.
I was looking at American radio, English radio, which is called general market radio. And to me, those were more personalities. You know, I didn't want to be a radio announcer. I didn't want to be a DJ. I wanted to be more of a personality, you know, and that was my direction. So I got, you know, a lot of times I knocked on doors and they were closed on me. Eventually somebody gave me the opportunity, like I said, you know, which was Bobby Orlando initially, after that TK, then Mike Cantu, Manny Lopez, all those guys. So what I would suggest to somebody right now, if you would want to get into radio, which honestly, you know, you can do it on the internet.
Right.
But if you wanted to get to what we call terrestrial radio, which are the FM stations nowadays, AM también. You know, just work on your personality more than anything, because right now that's what they look for. Somebody that is more of an influencer rather than an announcer, radio DJ. Be an influencer, you know, connect with your people. And nowadays, you know, you have so much with social media that you have so much to bounce back from. And, you know, it's just becoming a personal, be yourself.
Right.
Don't try to be somebody else. Because sometimes when you try to do that, then obviously, you know, you're under somebody's shadow. Just be yourself, you know, and try to connect with that one person. I always tell, you know, people when I, you know, start training somebody from the beginning that they come in, you know, I can see the hunger, I can see the desire. I always tell them, you know, never talk to a lot of people. Although, you know, always when you're in radio or TV, you have thousands, sometimes millions of people out there listening. But the only one person that matters is that one person listening to you at that moment. Mm-hmm. That person sitting in the car, that person sitting at a desk working, that person that's, you know, just by themselves. It's one person. So, and always smile when you talk on the radio. Even though nobody's watching you, you must always smile, because believe it or not, that radiates on the radio.
Yeah. And that's something that we speak about when creating a passion, finding your voice. And that's what I'm listening and I'm hearing as you speak. You know, it's one of those things where people understand or misinterpret things, but when you're radiating that positivity, that message, I mean, you're going to connect. You're going to connect because it's genuine, ¿verdad?
Yeah. Yeah.
Oye, Mando. So let me ask you this question, man, because when you said you had a group and you started off as a rock band called Sunrise, ¿verdad?
Sunrise.
Pero then you transitioned into the Tejano scene.
Correct.
How many years did you go from it being in rock, and then in comparison, how many years did you have in Tejano?
Oh my gosh. Well, let me see. In rock, like I said, I was 13 years old. Mm-hmm. I started with a band, you know, Charlie, Rod, Juan, my brother Joe, he was a drummer. And, you know, Jimmy was our vocalist, God rest his soul. And anyway, so I'm trying to think of the band. So, I was 13. So then at 14, I went into high school, 15, maybe. At 16, maybe, I'm thinking, I'm not too sure. Locally, I started jamming with a band there in Progreso. That's where I grew up, a small town, right, border town, right? Many people, I tell them, I'm from Progreso. Oh, is it Mexico? No. That's Nuevo Progreso. It's Mexico. It's we're
right.
It's the side of Progreso. So anyway, I played with that band maybe about two or three years, maybe a couple of years, I'm not too sure. And then eventually, you know, by the same way, my older brother, Frank Pancho, he's the one that would listen to Tejano music all the time. Little Joe, Agustin Ramirez, Freddy Martinez, I'm talking about back in the late 60s, early 70s. And so that's what exposed me to Tejano music. I wasn't crazy about it, to be honest with you. I really didn't. I said, man, I don't like that music. But you know what? It grew on me. Now I hear those songs that I heard back then. Like, dang, you know, it takes me back, you know. But so anyway, I guess it was about 15. I'm thinking about maybe 16 when I started playing with the Tejano band. My brother, Joe, who's the drummer, he's the one that started playing with a band here locally in FAR. And that's when I joined the band. And ever since back then, after that, I played with a couple of bands from here, the FAR area. Then started playing with a band in Brownsville. I think it was 17. I was a senior in high school, and I played with those bands over there for about 4 or 5 years. Eventually, my brother and I made a band together. Like I said, in Brownsville, played with Chicano Brass, Los Malos, Chicano Five, and then my brother and I, we made a band called La Diferencia. We recorded with Cara Records, which was the record company for Tejano bands back then. It was La Mafia, Mas, I think Selena was also recording with them, and, you know, all the big artists. And so we got into that record company. Well, they found out that there was another band by the same name of La Diferencia. So we had to immediately change the name. We couldn't come up with a name, my brother and I, so we just came up with La Ganga, you know, like a gang.
Right.
And later we found out Ganga really means a bargain. So, you know, it was the same thing. You know, we were a gang and we were a bargain.
You were a bargain.
So, yeah, either way, it was a play on words, you know. So, then a few years after that, you know, we stuck together. We went through a couple of transitions with the band eventually. And then back in 85, joined a band that already had three of our former band members. which is our bass and a guitar player, and who else was in the band that was with us before? No, it was them two. And then later on, the vocalist also, after my brother and I joined that band, Sereno is the name of the band, by the way. After my brother and I joined Sereno, along with the guitar and the bass player, a vocalist that used to, that's it. The vocalist used to be with La Ganga, also was part of that band. Eventually he got out. We got another vocalist, name is Carlos Alemán. To date, he's still with the band, and we are still all together. The founder of the band, Jesse Cavazos, my brother, Joseph Roman, Carlos Alemán, the vocalist, and myself were the original band members of Sereno, well, since back in 85. And then we have two new members, well, fairly new, a couple of years old with the band, Jimmy Cano, who's a Hall of Fame bass player, and Javi Guerra, great guitar player. So, and still playing to this day with Sereno. Of course, right now we don't do much playing because of the COVID, but we're still going.
Man, that's great. You know, and when we talk about individuals that find a passion, we talk about somebody, you know, when you're doing what you love, you never work a day in your life, right? And absolutely. And that's what we're talking about. And man, I've known of you, I've known of your band. And for those listening, if you've never checked them out, you can find them on Apple Music, you can find them on Spotify, you can find them on YouTube, Grupo Sereno. One of their hits, Hermoso Día, is an amazing song. Let's take a listen to it. Let's see this song right now. And I just want to see, want to introduce it to our viewers here. Here we go.
Sure.
Song. Now, this song, what was the thought process behind this whole
believe it or not, a lot of people think that I wrote that song. I have written a couple of songs for the band, but I wish that I had come up with this song. That song was actually written by a man who's already in heaven. His name is Luis Silva. Luis Silva used to be the premier songwriter for Tejano Music. He would write songs for, you know, Mas, La Mafia, Shelly Lattis, David Amaris. I mean, you name it. He was writing songs for everybody. He was like the top songwriter. And you know, he knew of our band. And I had met him some while back. And he said, man, I have a song that I want you guys to record. So we recorded that song. And gosh, that song just took off like crazy. Before that, we had one other hit that the band had recorded before that. And that was Mi Amiga. That song I actually wrote myself. And that song did very well for us. So then when we had the follow-up with Hermoso Día Nombre, boom, that song has not died out, I swear. That's like one of the most requested songs, you know, todavía up to date. I think we did a little short studio video. That song has got over 1 million views on it, and it's nothing fancy or anything, man, but it's just the song itself. I think the thought process in that song when Luis wrote it was the song that could be written for your daughter. Like, it's a beautiful day when you met your daughter. It could be a beautiful day when you meet God. So if you listen to the words, it could really play into any relationship situation when it's a beautiful day when you meet that person. And great song. I mean, you know, hats off to the guy. You know, I was fortunate, you know, to be part of the production process and the arrangement process. So the song did real good. Thanks to God.
Nombre, you're a co-writer, you're a co-producer, you're everything on that song, ¿verdad? You were in the room.
Yeah, well, absolutely. Absolutely. Yeah. We've had to redo that song a couple of times because people can't find it anymore on an album. So this one that you just played right now is the latest version that we did. And that song is on the one of the latest CDs that we've, I think about 3 years old or something like that. But we have the same arrangements as we try to keep it as it was when we originally recorded the song.
Hombre, it's a great song. Like you said, it took off, and it's something that I believe anybody that plays it as soon as they wake up, you know, they're gonna have a great day. That's the message, you know, because you have two choices when you wake up, ¿verdad? You're either gonna make it a great day, or you're gonna have it a really terrible day. And if it, you know, the way you decide to start your day is the way you're gonna end your day, pretty much, ¿verdad? Yo siempre le digo a la gente, oye, make your bed. What? Why? Pues, hey, when you go into a hotel room, what do you see? A made bed, or not?
Absolutely.
It makes you feel great. So, so you know, by the time you get home, you can have the worst day, but you come home to a made bed and it's an hermoso día.
Hey, that's what I'm talking about. You know, I tell my wife the same thing, you know, because it's you know, when you make your bed, if everything else goes wrong, at least when you come home, you see the beds made. Imagine if you had a bad day and then you're bed's all messed up, like, oh, it just adds to the, but I always say, you know, and it's, I'm so glad you have that same thought process that I do. I always, you know, my motto is todo positivo, nada negativo. I always say that. Because I like to see it, everything, you know, in a positive way, even when things, you know, go bad, you know, maybe your car has a flat tire, you have a headache, whatever it is, you know, something that delays you from getting to work. You never know, man, it might be saving your life. You know, don't let things bring you down. There's so many things that we have, you know, that we can be thankful for. So many things just right here as we're looking at each other. You know, I have a house, you know, I have, you know, some shades on the window, or some window coverings, whatever, you know, I'm wearing a shirt, I have headphones, I have glasses to see, you know, I have a shirt, you know, I have shoes, I'm wearing socks, I have underwear, you know, so many things to be thankful for. And then some people let a headache bring them down. Or a flat tire, like, really?
Yeah.
Really?
Yeah.
We have life, two arms, two legs. My God, so many things to be thankful for.
Hombre, it's because, you know, como dices tú, like, it goes back to that aura that we give off, that those vibes that we give off. And it's very easy to be negative, you know, but it's harder to be somebody positive, somebody that can actually create some change, create some good stuff into the world. That's something that we tell our kids all the time. You know, I work at a school, and one of the things we tell them, like, hey man, be the change. You want to be the change, you have to do this, something positive. Oye, so you still travel with the band. You guys are still gigging, you know, obviously not in a COVID world, but you guys are still gigging.
Yeah. You know what? For a while, we stopped back in, I don't even remember when we kind of stopped. We just decided one day, you know, we had so many weddings and quinceañeras and all that social stuff. I said, you know what? Let's stop traveling. You know, I was getting a little too much. And so we decided, you know what? We're just not going to book anything out of town anymore. Maybe around here, San Antonio, Corpus, or whatever, not any further. And then slowly but surely, you know, things start slowing down a little bit and stuff. And we still kept getting calls from Idaho, from Ohio, from Washington State, from Chicago, Florida, you know, and around the state, you know, Houston, Austin, whatever, and Dallas. And we decided, you know what, let's go, maybe not often, but every now and then. So this year, well, actually last year, we actually started gigging out of town again. We flew out to Chicago, to Ohio, played in Dallas. So we already had some other bookings, but then COVID happened. So all that got put on hold. So, you know, ni modo. It is what it is. And God knows why. You know, we just respect nature and science. And but yeah, we'll still do it, you know. We still want to get out there.
Let me ask you this question, and this is for something that our viewers want to know.
Listen,
everything has its ups and its downs, and this band has been around for over 20
years. Gosh, 40. I think it's been over 30, 40. 50, gosh, I don't even 80. It's been about 30 years, 30 something years, 32 years or something like
that. Here's a question: has this band ever gone through a let's separate because of whatever reason?
Oh, like a breakup or something?
Like Van Halen. Yeah, like let's get another lead singer. Like let's get another guitarist.
Well, you know, we have our ups and downs. Mm-hmm. It's a relationship with a band. We're like brothers, but brothers have disagreements. And we've had them every now and then. And I think our bass player one time, God rest his soul, because he passed away just about a couple of years back from cancer, unfortunately. He just decided he didn't want to be with the band anymore and whatever the reason was. But he was only out for a couple of months, came back. And we were very happy to welcome him back. Yeah. And by the same token, we've had a few guitar players. Our original guitar player with Sereno, he was actually, you know, it's funny, the guitar player with Sereno was Charlie Vela. He is the first guitar player I ever played with, my brother and I. He was the leader of the band Sunrise. And so we brought him into the band when we did a Tejano band. And so anyway, we played together for many years. But eventually, he decided to get out of the band with Sereno. Mm-hmm. And we kept the bass player, Henry Soto, God rest his soul. And we've had our disagreements. There's no doubt about it. Mm-hmm. Pero nos enojamos y nos conformamos. You know, it's like our vocalist, we've had some things that we've gone through in the past. He's an amazing singer. You know, there's no one like him, right. Carlos Alemán. And, you know, for whatever reason, we've had some disagreements, but we've always managed to get through it.
Okay.
And, at this point, you know, we're together, man. I mean, we're together forever, you know, till death was part practically.
Es que son familia, you know, yeah. that's what it boils down to, ¿verdad? You know, pueden haber disgustos, pero el disgusto nomás es por poquito, unless you really get, you know, tied down for whatever reason, and we know that. Yeah. You know, pero moving forward, that's a beautiful thing. So you wrote and you had 100% creative control on Mi Amiga.
Yeah. 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 Yeah.
Let's hear that one.
Oh, you got it. Oh, awesome. Awesome.
Amiga con quien pueda platicar, para compartir lo que la vida trae, lágrimas de llanto y de felicidad, juntos olvidar lo que es la soledad. Lo que yo quiero es una amiga, amiga fiel a quien pueda confiar, todos sentimientos secretos que hay encerrados dentro de mi corazón, hoy y para siempre quiero su amistad, y esa amiga eres tú, aquí en mi vida quiero verte llegar, nunca nos volveremos a separar, mi amiga siempre será.
that song took off, and I can attest to that too. Is, you know, a little known fact, if you, I don't know if you knew that, but I don't know if you remember me, but I used to work with you at Univision.
Yeah, I do. I do remember you. Yes.
And we were there, and in that, I remember going by, and I would always see you guys in the radio, but I would always want in like the ability to connect with people and through music.
Yeah.
It's huge. And yeah, when we look at that song and we listen to those songs, I was thinking to myself, like, man, lyrics are important.
Yeah.
And that's something that are, in my personal opinion, the artists or the music that is being put out right now doesn't focus much on lyrics. It focuses more on the beat, on how it, you know, it sounds, the intonation. And, you know, we miss the days of getting an LP, ¿verdad? And reading the lyrics.
Yeah. Yeah. Remember that? Yeah, man. Those were the days, man. Getting the LPs and, you know, reading all the credits and stuff. Now you get song at a time, you know, and that,
yeah,
you got to go to the times. Right. Yeah. And, you know, and you're right. You know, a lot of times, and it depends, you know, it depends on the singers. There's a lot of, I think it depends on the genre of music, you know.
Right.
Sometimes, you know, the kind of music seems to be, a bit shallow, depends on who wrote it, and but then there's some that are like very deep, very, you know, very I love the lyrics and stuff, and this song in particular, I actually wrote it for my wife because I've told the story like a million times that at the time she was my girlfriend. Mm-hmm. You know, we barely started going out and stuff, and then there was some issues with some past things or whatever, you know, that came into I guess between our relationship, and she said, you know what, let's take some time off, we can still go out as friends, you know, maybe go out a movie or something or whatever, pero vamos a ser nomás amigos por un rato.
Right.
I said, okay, well, I went home, tawitao, sit down at my piano, you know, with my bottle of water and so I started writing the song, and I said, well, you know, you want to be my friend, this is the kind of friend I want you to be, you know. So that's how the song came about, you know. It's, you know, basically I wanted a friend that I could talk to, that I could sit down, share my ups and downs, and, you know, and you know, just I went through what I wanted, the kind of friend I wanted it to be. And that's why I wrote that song. And the band liked it. They liked the arrangements and stuff. We recorded the song, and it did very well. It was, I guess, the first song that really hit statewide. I started getting in the charts, you know, the Tejano charts and stuff. Mm-hmm. And it did very well. Then Hermosa Dia came on, and boom, blew it out of the water. But yeah, certainly, man, it's like you said, you know, lyrics are very, very important, you know, because that's really what connects people. I mean, yeah, the music, you know, of course, it gets you going, you know.
Right.
Whatever genre it is, but lyrics are what's really, really gonna connect you to the soul of somebody. You know,
let's take it a step back. So, you sure. know, in the times of my grandfather, in the times of probably your grandparents as well,
sure.
What would they do? Escribían, ¿verdad? And they were always writing, and they were sending letters and so forth. The love notes, the love letters.
Oh, love letters, yes. Those are the good old days, man. Yeah.
No, hombre, y ahora qué? Oh, hold on, let me text her. No, hombre, it's right now.
And to top it off, it's not even texting, it's emojis. It's like, come on, man, come on, write it out.
but everything needs to be instant gratification now. Yeah. And before, yeah, there was this whole thing of, you know what, let me win her over, let me quarter, you know, a ver si le caigo sí o no, you know, hey, check yes or no, ¿verdad? Cosas así.
She loves me, she loves me not.
yeah. I told the kids this, like, hey, man, write a letter, man. You know, let them know what's really on your mind.
Yeah, and you know, the anticipation of getting that letter and then reading it and seeing what it says, but then you would take your time to write back and write something, you know, nice, you know, I wrote that song, and I've written a couple of other things and stuff, but I tell you what, my wife is amazing at writing things, you know, she has that knack. I told her, man, you should have gotten into writing a book or songs or poems or something. She's very good at that. But you know, some people just have the ability to do stuff like that. And yeah, you're right. You know, we need to slow down a little bit instead of that instant gratification with the text or whatever, write a letter. Can you imagine your wife, your girlfriend getting a letter from you, handwritten from you? Wow. Mm-hmm. That would be awesome.
Not only that, pero te acuerdas que, you know, you actually took the time to hold on. I need to put it in the envelope and and I'm going to go put it in the mail porque se va a tardar maybe 3 or 4 days. And
Man. Good old days. Good old days, buddy. But it is what it is.
pero no, you know, I think this is something that COVID has definitely allowed for everybody to, sabes que, let's get some family time. Let's slow the pace down. Porque, you know, you can attest to this. We work from sun from the, we go out to work and it's dark. We come home and it's dark, right?
So, no kidding. I just got home a little while ago. And it was dark. I walk out to the car like, what? It's dark, man.
Yeah. And he pierdes todo. O sea, like I just recently lost a buddy of mine. Oh, me pongo a pensar que, like, man, like, todo lo que estabas acumulando, where is it? Yeah. Pero no, hombre, es la vida, man. Es la vida. Moving forward. Oye, what are you looking forward to in 2021 with, what are some good things that you're looking forward to?
Well, I'm looking forward to, you know, hopefully having, being more out and about with the people. I'm looking forward to, you know, the vaccines to work, certainly, you know, but that's more on a worldwide level. Personally, you know, I just want to continue growing, you know, myself. You know, I love doing radio. My God, I never go to work. I love to be on the radio. That's something that I have a passion for. I love to, because of the music, I love to be listening to the music. I get in there, you know, I walk in there because I'm alone. I do the morning show. A lot of people have morning teams. I don't. I'm alone on the air. So I walk in there and little secret, I walk in and I start dancing and stuff. I eat solo, you know what I'm saying? Whatever song is playing, you know.
Right.
And I really, really enjoy that. And, you know, I pump up the music and I really get pumped up. Then I go on the air. I do Facebook Live también and stuff. And I just like to, you know, emit positivity. And so anyway, being that it's radio, I love to do that. I don't think I'll ever stop doing radio. If I would stop, if somebody they would say, you know, Armando, thank you very much. We appreciate you, your contributions, but now we're moving forward, you know? Mm-hmm. I probably still do some internet radio or something, man. I'm not going to stop. You know, I have the equipment, I have the ability to do it. And, I've programmed stations before. And so I know the formatics of radio and stuff, so I could easily do it. But for the meantime, I love my job where I'm at. It's great. I love what I'm doing.
It's at 102.1 Super Tejano, right?
102.1 on esa mera, 102.1. And so it's having a good time. And for me, you know, as far as like what I would want from 2021, just for everybody to have a better year, you know, everybody.
Right.
It's not about me. It's about everybody else having, and let's all have a positive attitude because, you know, without the attitude, you know, I know a lot of the depression has been going on right now. For me, honestly, being at home, it's been great. My weekends, I wasn't even at home. I was always out and about, you know, DJing, MCing, playing with a band, going out of town if I had to. Mm-hmm. So I'd rarely spend, you know, cuando estaba en la casa, you know, like on a weekend, I was like, what do I do? And I felt antsy, like, oh my God, there's got to be something that I have to be doing. I'm supposed to be somewhere. I'm forgetting something. So I was kind of antsy. So when this happened, the pandemic, you know, the first couple of weekends, I was like, you know, like, and then slowly but surely I mellowed down. And now I totally enjoy this. And I was telling my wife the other day, man, I like this. Yeah. I love this, man. You know, being at home on the weekend, spending time with her when the kids are home, which they're not anymore because I have a daughter in New York, otra in Los Angeles, and my son is in Austin studying. So, but when they were here during the main part of the pandemic initially. And so, man, wow, it was awesome to have them at home. It was like, we're back together again. And so there's some positive things in everything, you know, some positive things. And like you said earlier, you know, with this that happened, I think we've all learned to reconnect with some things that we had lost sight of. The most important thing, which is our family.
You know, Oye, a quick question.
Did any of your kids follow in the footsteps of dad?
Well, they all have the musical ability in them. My two daughters, they were both in band. Well, actually, my daughters and my son were in band. And they did very well, you know, but they didn't follow through after school. Both daughters can sing. My son played the saxophone, very good at the saxophone, but they just decided not to follow through. And initially, my two daughters, they had intentions or desires initially of going into the music business. Mm-hmm. And but eventually, you know, they, you know, life happens and they started, you know, focusing on other things. But they are in the within the entertainment world. My older one, she is a theater teacher in New York. The other one is aspiring to be an actress in LA. She's you know, of course, right now there's nothing happening. So they aspire to that for the entertainment business, you know, but in the acting. They can't sing, they can, but they're just right now not doing it.
Man, thank you so much, Mando. It's been a pleasure speaking with you today, spending some time with you, and just getting to know a little bit, you know, of what made you the person that you are, you know, because in my personal opinion, you have a legacy here in the Rio Grande Valley and you are a voice. And it's my goal to, you know, if you have a story, I want to hear it, you know, and that's one of the things that I want to broadcast to everybody, you know, where there's individuals out here that have made a difference, that have paved the way, you know, whether it be through radio, whether it be through music, whether it be whatever the case might be.
Sure.
You guys have paved the way. So from me to you, man, thank you for everything that you've done in the radio world. Thank you for inspiring others. People such as myself, you know, believe it or not, you were an inspiration to me. You still are. So thank you so much. And it's been a great, great, great hours talking to you, man.
Well, thank you. Thank you so much, Joseph. And man, you know, thank you and appreciate what you're doing. You know, please keep on doing that. I think we need more people like you out there to you know, do what you do. You know, I know you have a passion to do, you know, to do this that you're doing with your podcast, and continue doing what you're doing and keep growing and keep it all positive as I know that you do.
Yeah.
And, you know, I thank you and appreciate the fact that you even reached out to me. I consider myself just another brick in the wall. Mm-hmm.
No pun intended.
There it is. Well, thank you, brother. God bless you, and keep on doing what you're doing.
We're going to exit today with El Teléfono. How can people reach you? Social media. Go ahead and tell us what social media people can reach you at.
Sure. Well, I have, you know, of course, Facebook. I have Mando San Roman. I have a couple of pages for the band. One is called Sereno Mando. The other one's just Sereno, Zereno. And of course, I also have another page called Todo Positivo, Nada Negativo. And what else? I'm on Snapchat. I'm on Instagram. That's pretty much it, I think. Oh, I'm on Twitter, but I never tweet.
I'm gonna get you on Cameo.
Oh yeah, sure.
Have you gotten on that one?
No, I have not. I've heard about it though.
Oh, it's a great one, especially for those that want like a shout out from Mando San Roman.
Yeah, I've heard about it, man. Yeah. I need to get Marco Antonio Solis to do a shout out for my wife. She loves his singing.
Bueno, Mando, hey, it's been a pleasure. We're going to exit with El Teléfono. Everybody, thank you so much. Mando San Roman with Super Tejano 102.1 with Grupo Sereno. Mando San Roman. Thank you, everybody.
Peace.
Porque me siento
Once again, thank you for joining us at the Joe's Butt Podcast. This was Mando San Roman, episode 12, everybody. Thank you so much. Have a great day. All right. I'm going to stop right there.